The time is 9 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Saturday, February 16th, KGNU and Lion's Lair Quarterly Showcase is back with another one, and it is stacked with a wide range of genres and styles. This quarter, we are celebrating local Denver artists, including the Milk Blossoms, Lady Gang, My New Dad, as well as Joshua Trinidad and Greg Jimba will be doing a collaborative improv set. KGNU's own Joel Davis of Terrasonic will be DJing the night as well, beginning at 8:30 p.m., and music starts at 9 p.m. More information at KGNU.org.
On Thursday, January 31st, KGNU and EcoCycle will host a community conversation on the impact of plastic waste on our environment. We'll look at the challenges in recycling many different types of plastics, and we'll discuss what individuals and businesses can do to reduce plastic waste in Boulder County. Light refreshments will be provided in the lobby. That's a community conversation on plastic waste in Boulder County at the Longmont Museum's Stewart Auditorium, Thursday, January 31st at 6:30 p.m. The event is free and open to the public, thanks to support from Boulder County and Zero Waste Funding. More information at kgnu.org.
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Swing Shift show tonight. Roger Harris sitting in. Missed my shift last week, down with a bit of a cold. Started out the show tonight with the classic Claude Thornhill composition, Snowfall, the theme that he wrote for his orchestra. Seems like that was back 41? 1940, 1941, somewhere in there. It's one of those songs that has classic overtones to it. It's endured. One of my favorite renditions is the Manhattan Transfer version. I think a Henry Mancini orchestra did a really great version of it. Anyway, it's been around a long time. Inspired by this morning's snowfall, and continue in the snowy theme now with Winter Wonderland by the Glenn Miller Orchestra.
Marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's the time for play, it's a whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen tree. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head. It's shining so your nose won't freeze. The world is your snowball. See how it grows. That's how it goes whenever it snows. The world is your snowball. Just for a song, get out and roll it along. It's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date. What if spring is late? In winter, it's a marshmallow world.
It's a marshmallow day in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground.
It's the time for play. It's a whipped cream day,
and we wait for it the whole year round.
Just you remember that those are marshmallow clouds being friendly
in the arms of the evergreen tree.
And the sun is red like a pumpkin head.
It's shining so your nose won't freeze.
You must remember that the world is your snowball. See how it grows. That's how it goes. Whenever it snows, the world is your snowball. Just for a song, get out and roll it along. It's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar day,
but if spring is late, in winter it's a marshmallow world. In winter it's a marshmallow world. In winter it's a marshmallow world.
Good old Bing Crosby. Couldn't resist with all that snow out there this morning. Marshmallow World. Preceded by Winter Wonderland by Glenn Miller Orchestra. Kind of a Christmassy sort of song, but hey, still winter. All right, going to pick things up a little bit now. Move along to a World War II tinted sort of song. Ben Webster on saxophone. Great tune called The Jeep's Jumping.
Thank you.
New band with an old sound. That was the Crystal Swing Band and an original composition of theirs called 5 Miles to Black Hawk. I really like the way those guys sound. Got a nice, solid, old-time feel to it. Open this set with The Jeep is Jumping, Ben Webster on saxophone. And then he had recruited a really great Danish trumpeter, a guy named Arvid Meyer. Just remarkable. I was inspired last week. Went to the Denver Brass premiere performance at the Ellie Calkins Opera House, and wasn't a full house. It wasn't sold out, but there was a good-sized crowd for their first time on the stage of the Ellie. And they really put on a great show. Did an all-brass version of Rhapsody in Blue, and nothing I'd ever heard before. And then I wish I could remember the name of their pianist, but he was really good and inspired me to take a big chunk of time out of tonight's show, play the Leonard Bernstein Rhapsody in Blue.
Thank you.
So there you had the incredible Leonard Bernstein conducting the New York Philharmonic on the stage of the Royal Albert Hall in 1976. An incredible version of Rhapsody in Blue. And I thought that the Denver Brass production of it, presentation of it, in the Ellie Calkins Opera House without strings or woods was just every bit as good. If you missed it, I hope you can catch it again sometime. I hope they play it again sometime. A lot of people forget that Rhapsody in Blue had been commissioned originally by Paul Whiteman, the man from Denver who had a big band back in the 20s and 30s. And Gershwin was reluctant to write it and finally was essentially embarrassed into writing it when Whiteman announced that there would be a performance of it by his orchestra. And so Gershwin wrote it on the train coming up from New York City and was inspired by the rhythms of the train. A little bit of background on that one. Another song that the Denver Brass did and did very well was the Luby Prima Sing, 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 the original done by Benny Goodman and, Gene Krupa was on drums and Luby Prima was in there and I think Chet Baker. Denver Brass did a great job of that, and so I thought I would play it tonight as well.
We'll be right back.
All right. Doesn't get any better than that. Benny Goodman, Gene Krupa. Oh, man. Get your heart going. All right, here is another track from the Crystal Swing Band. I just love those guys. Here's their version of Stompin' at the Savoy.
Thank you.
10 o'clock in Boulder, 19 degrees outside. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. You've been listening to Swing Shift with Roger. Stay tuned now for Greg Schultz, Jazz Lives, where he'll focus on traditional swing and straight-ahead jazz.
Thanks so much, Roger. Thanks for a great show. It's 10 o'clock. He is correct. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, and around the world at kgnu.org. Thanks so much for tuning in, folks. Thursday nights are always a special night for me, listening to the show. And every other month on the fourth Thursday, I have the pleasure to stand behind the mic, or sit sometimes, and play some jazz for you. So again, thanks for tuning in. We're going to give you a little bit of some community information here before we head into the music tonight. After the promo I'm going to play, we're going to kick the show off with some Charles Mingus. Again, thanks for tuning in and supporting community radio.
Plastic waste in our environment has become a staggering and serious issue in our world and our local Boulder area. KGNU Community Radio and EcoCycle are hosting a community conversation on the impact of plastic waste on our environment. The panel discussion will feature representatives from the Inland Ocean Coalition and local businesses and sustainability leaders on the reality of plastic waste, its impact on the environment, and especially its impact on our water systems. Hear about the challenges in recycling many different kinds of plastics and what individuals and businesses can do to reduce plastic waste in Boulder County. That's a community conversation on the impact of plastic waste at the Longmont Museum Stewart Auditorium Thursday, January 31st at 6:30 p.m. The event is free and open to the public. For more information, go to kgnu.org. And thank you to Boulder County Zero Waste Funding